Representatives of Sudan's government are expected to sign three protocols today with a rebel group, the Sudanese People's Liberation Army. The deal made in Kenya brings the two sides closer to ending a civil war, though it does not address the situation in western Sudan. That's where a government-backed Arab militia is accused of killing thousands of people and displacing a million more. Jerry Fowler met some of those refugees during a trip to neighboring Chad, where they fled for safety. He is the director of the Holocaust Museum Committee on Conscience, and he's in our studios. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
So can you just describe what you saw and heard from these refugees?
Well, I'll start with what I heard. I talked to refugees spread out over hundreds of kilometers in Chad and heard a lot of horrifying stories that had a lot of basic similarities. Their villages were attacked by these government-supported militias, often with the support of government troops or bombers. People were killed, especially men and boys. Some women were raped. Houses were burned. Animals were stolen. And basically, these people fled their homes in terror.
Is there any way to corroborate what they're saying?
Well, there has not been a lot of access to Darfur, but some journalists have gone in. There was a United Nations human rights team that was allowed in. And basically, what they saw on the ground in Darfur was very similar to the stories that the refugees were telling.
Hmm. And I suppose this is the reason that the Holocaust Museum's Committee on Conscience has issued a genocide warning for Sudan. What does that mean?
Well, that means we think there's a very grave threat of genocide, which means basically under international law, the intentional physical destruction of a group. There's an undeniable ethnic and racial basis to this violence, and we're very concerned that it represents a threat of genocide.
And the scale here is much larger than the genocide was in Rwanda, much smaller country. Sudan is the largest country in Africa.
Sudan is the largest country in Africa, yes, and the scale is huge. As you said, we're talking about a million people displaced, and right now they're displaced, but going to your first question of what I saw, I was struck by the harshness of the desert environment. And to turn people out of their homes, to destroy their food, to prevent them from getting water in that kind of environment is tantamount to a death warrant. And I think that's what the grave threat is over the coming weeks, is that these people who have more or less been cut off from international aid, the ones who are still in Darfur, will perish because of the harshness of the conditions.
News has been getting out about this for some time. How would you describe the world's response?
Well, it's been tepid at best. In particular, Secretary General Kofi Annan talked of a deep sense of foreboding on April 7th, on the anniversary of the beginning of the Rwanda genocide, and since then, virtual silence. And it's hard to understand. I think that the information is there. It's not a question of not knowing. It's a question of really being willing to do something.
Well, what needs to be done?
Well, I would say in the first instance, the Security Council needs to take on this matter and start to act to both to prevent genocide and to maintain international peace and security. There's a real problem with this conflict spilling over into Chad. There have been militia raids into Chad. There have been conflicts between the Chadian military and the Sudanese military. So you both have this huge humanitarian disaster. You have the threat of genocide, and you have as well the possibility of interstate war.
Well, Mr. Fowler, thanks for coming by this morning. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
Jerry Fowler is the director of the Holocaust Museum Committee on Conscience. And as we said, he has just returned from eastern Chad, where he met with refugees from Sudan.